Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And this hour, we look back 60 years ago to the tragic plane crash on February the 3rd, 1959, that took the lives of rock and roll legends Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. We'll play some of their hits, some obscurities, and tributes. We'll also hear from Dion, who is on that tour with his group, the Belmonts, as well as Waylon Jennings, who is a friend of Buddy's and played bass on the Winter Dance Party tour. We'll also play the real Buddy Holly story by his friend and early band member, who is also a member of the Crickets after Buddy's passing, Sonny Curtis. Plus, a track from the recently released Buddy Holly and the Crickets and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Let's start things off with an alternate take with a false start of Midnight Shift, recorded on January the 26th, 1956 in Nashville, Tennessee, with Owen Bradley producing. They were then known as Buddy and the Two Tones, which got changed later to Buddy and the Three Tunes, Buddy Holly on vocals, Sonny Curtis and Grady Martin on guitars, Don Guess on bass, and Doug Kirkham on percussion.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts her hair up on her head, paints them lips a bright, bright red, wears that dress that fits real tight, starts staying out till the middle.
Don't go to D right there. You go through it twice before it goes to D.
9282, take 10, left.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts her hair up on her head, paints them lips a bright, bright red, wears that dress that fits real tight, starts staying out till the middle of the night, says that a friend, give her a lift. Well, Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange, starts spending your money for brand new things, tells you that she wants to use a car, never explains what she wants it for. Brother, there just ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. Yeah! When the sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kind of rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, this ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been working on the midnight shift. Well, if you got a good mama that stays at home, you better enjoy it, 'cause it won't last long. When you think everything's all right, she start running round in the middle of the night. You just as well to take a trip, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. Oh, Annie!
Just
Ooh, My Head, that's Ritchie Valens. We're looking back 60 years at the tragic plane crash on February the 3rd, 1959, that took the lives of Ritchie, Buddy, and the Big Bopper. Those three, along with Dion and the Belmonts and Frankie Sardo, had been on a grueling and bitterly cold winter tour. It crisscrossed Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. They were traveling on basically a school bus that kept breaking down. The heat would also go out, and they would huddle together and tell stories of Texas and New York just to keep their minds off of the cold. In fact, at one point, Buddy's drummer Carl Bunch got frostbite in his feet from the severe cold traveling conditions and was forced to leave the tour. Carlo from the Belmonts filled in on drums for Ritchie and Buddy, and Buddy himself filled in on drums during Dion and the Belmonts' set on their final show in Clear Lake, Iowa, on February the 2nd, 1959. Charles Harden Holly, nicknamed Buddy, was born on September 7th, 1936 in Lubbock, Texas, and clearly the leader on this tour. He was only 22 years old at the time, but a veteran already with many hit songs to his name in just a short time. Now, several years back, I had a phone interview with Dion, who shared some of his thoughts on Buddy during that tour.
You know, Buddy Holly did charter a plane. Extraordinary man. I mean, you got to understand. You could understand it yourself that at 22, to charter a plane, that's an extraordinary thing. And he was taking flying lessons out of Teterboro Airport. And I was just learning how to hail a cab. The guy was extraordinary. I mean, he did come from Texas. Very decisive, elegant, kind of formal, kind of very structured, deliberate, very fearless businessman kind of guy. But on stage, he was a free, abandoned rock and roller. Guy rocked out as good as anybody. But off stage, he was just had another persona, you know, just a very squeaky, clean, very elegant, stately guy. You know, he was very extraordinary. I remember him that way, and it's amazing. I tell you the truth, I was busy in trying to make him proud, you know, because Buddy Holly, I had some conversations with him that he would say things like, you know, like, I don't know how to succeed, but I know how to fail. Try to please everybody. You know, make sure you're doing what you want, you know, like that. So I think if I didn't have those conversations, I respected him a lot, and I probably would have never made Run Around Sue and the Wanderer and Abraham, Martin, and John. But I was too busy. I never looked at it. The day the music died never defined that day for me. I call it the day the music was born. Jesus said, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it doesn't bear fruit. And I think the day that Buddy Holly and those guys died, man, bands popped up everywhere. It was almost like it pollinated, you know? So I always looked at it like trying to make them proud and carrying the music forward.
That was very good. There was a mistake in here. Let's try it. Very good. Congratulations,
somebody. Better than blaming nobody.
Let's hear the chord. Thank you.
Thanks all
commence. Did it.
Stay into the mic, we're missing you.
Move.
You're turning to the boys.
You're turning to find out. Look, don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
All right, you sing.
Come on.
Gene.
So, what's the difference?
It's getting to sound like a hillbilly song. I mean,
hillbilly
song. Yeah, don't it? Listen.
No, love you like I do.
I got phlegm.
That's the way we rehearse it. Come on, man.
No, love you like I do.
No.
Don't know why I love you, don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. And I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do, like I do.
Ooh.
Hi, gang, this is the Big Bopper, and I'll be on your winter dance party coming your way real soon. We'll be swinging and singing and looking forward to saying hello, baby, to all of you in person.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want... Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk, Lord. Make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby... No money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the Big Bopper in his smash hit song released in August of 1958, Chantilly Lace. We also heard Dion and the Belmonts and I Wonder Why, along with some studio chatter before that, released in May of 1958. Now, they actually toured with Buddy Holly first in the fall of 1958, along with the Coasters and Bobby Darin. They then joined the Winter Dance Party Tour at the beginning of the next year, 1959, with Buddy, Richie, and the Big Bopper, which we're remembering this hour from the plane crash 60 years ago on February the 3rd, 1959. Richard Stephen Valenzuela was born on May the 13th, 1941. Richie was only 17 on this tour, but already making a name for himself with songs like La Bamba, which we'll play later, and this, the A-side of that single released in December of 1958. This is Donna.
Hi, everybody. This is Richie Valens. I will be on the Winter Dance Party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
I never been the same, but I love my Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
That's the Crickets and Maybe Baby. Appeared on the Chirping Crickets album, an album that still ranks up there as one of the greatest rock and roll records of all time. We're looking back at the Winter Dance Party tour from 1959. The bass player on that tour was a young Waylon Jennings, who was a disc jockey at several stations, including KLLL in Lubbock, Texas. Now, we've got a track that Buddy produced on Waylon with Buddy Holly on guitar and King Curtis on saxophone called When Sin Stops. But first, here's a recording from before the tour, when Buddy stopped in at KLLL and wrote a song in 15 minutes flat. They recorded it there at the station with Buddy on guitar and vocals, and Waylon Jennings and Slim Corbin providing the hand claps. The three of them were listed as the songwriters on the song, and we have that recording for you now. It's You're the One by Buddy Holly.
Hey, you're the one that's causing my blues. You're the one I don't want to lose. You're the one that I'd always choose. You're the one that's meant for me. You're the one that I'm thinking of. You're the one that I'll always love. You're the one sent from heaven above. You're the one that's meant for me. Sometimes you make me feel so bad. You make me cry deep in my heart. I feel like an actor in a play who doesn't fit the part. You're the one, and I want you to know. You're the one that thrills me so. You're the one, I can't let you go. You're the one that's meant for me. Sometimes you make me feel so bad. You make me cry deep in my heart. I feel like an actor in a play who doesn't fit the part. You're the one, and I want you to know. You're the one that thrills me so. You're the one, I can't let you go. You're the one that's meant for me.
Don't stop, please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, please don't stop.
Well, my fever gets higher than 104 every time you come through my door. You thrill me, honey, you fill me with desire.
Baby, don't stop.
Don't stop rolling those eyes. Don't stop telling those lies. It's not right, I know it's a sin. When sin stops, love begins. don't stop.
Don't stop, please don't stop.
Don't stop,
don't stop.
Don't stop,
don't stop. Please don't stop. Baby, 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 don't stop.
I love you, honey, in the day and night. I love you if things are wrong or right. I love you, honey, I need you all the time.
Baby, don't stop.
Your lips are so good for me. Your lips are all I see. It's not right, I know it's a sin. When sin stops, love begins. Open the door and I'll walk right in. Where we left off, that's where we'll begin. Little honey, that's what I've been waiting for.
Baby, don't stop.
Your love is what I needed. Oh, mercy, I begged and pleaded. It's not right, I know it's a sin. When sin stops, love begins. When sin stops, love begins. When sin stops, love begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buddy Holly. Buddy, nice to see you again. You know, actually, I think we're going to get more time to talk today than we got last Saturday.
Well, that'll be fine.
It was kind of a screaming day. You know, I got tangled up in my introduction to you because I know of some of the things you've done, but I don't know all of your activities. How many songs have you written?
I couldn't hardly say right now, Dick. It'd take me a few minutes to think back and think of how many there were, but I guess altogether it's been about 15 or 20.
Really, that many? How old are you, buddy?
22.
That's a lot of writing in a short length of time. Tell me about the formation of the Crickets. Let's bring the Crickets on, the fellows who worked with you.
Okie dokie. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the group. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
The first one here is Jerry Allison.
Jerry, nice to see you.
And he's the drummer for the Crickets, and then Joe Malden, the bass player.
Nice to see you. How long's this operation been going on?
About a year and a half, nearly close to 2 years now.
You know, I remember very well, I would say the first thing, that was the first thing I knew about that you did, That'll Be the Day. Was it the first record you ever made?
Well, actually it was. As a group of the Crickets, it was our first one.
This is highly unusual. Did any of you have a hand in the writing?
I did. You did.
What'd you write? All of it or part of it?
No, just half of it. Buddy wrote half and I wrote half.
All righty, fair enough. Gee, I'd love to do that with you someday, but you got such a great great new side that let's keep up with the times and do the thing called It's So Easy, okay?
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, It's So Easy.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go. All of the rules, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Doggone easy,
mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, where you concern, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We just heard The Crickets and It's So Easy, released in September of 1958. And before that, a short snippet of an interview with Buddy Holly and The Crickets and Dick Clark on his American Bandstand. That was from October 28th, 1958. We're remembering the plane crash from 60 years ago that took the lives of Buddy, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Giles Perry Richardson was born on October 24th, 1930. He was a disc jockey, and at one of those stations he worked for, KTRM in Beaumont, Texas, he was given a new time slot, which he then decided to give himself a new nickname. Now, he had seen some college students doing a dance called the Bop. So he took on the name The Big Bopper. Now, you may not realize that he did what many consider the very first music video to his smash hit Chantilly Lace in 1958, and that was 23 years before MTV. He was also an accomplished songwriter, and one of the tunes he wrote became a big hit for George Jones. Now, here's his version of White Lightning. It's The Big Bopper on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Way back in the hills, lived my pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and pass it around. Body, body, please, and my pappy's going squeezing. It's called white lightning. Achievement, team, and revenue is too. Searching for the police of what I made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. White lightning. I asked my pappy why I called it brew. White lightning stood a Mountain Dew. I took one sip and then I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Body, body, please, and my pappy's going squealing. Called white lightning. Demon, team, and revenue is too. Searching for the place of where I made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. White lightning. A city slicker came and he said I'm mighty tough. I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. Took one slug, drank it right down, and I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Body, body, please, and your pappy's going squeezing. It's called white lightning. Demon, team, and revenue is too. Searching for the place of where I made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. Yeah. Why lightning? Achievement, team, and revenue is too. So searching for the place of where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. Why lightning?
Hi, this is Buddy Holly. The Crickets and I are really happy to be coming your way on the winter dance party. We certainly hope to see all our old friends and be making some new ones, too. Also, I hope you like my latest choral release, Heartbeat. See you soon.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Little pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Heart
Why do you flip? Then give me a skip beat sign. Fiddly pat and sing to me love story. And bring to me love's glory. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Buddy Holly and Heartbeat, the B-side to Well, All Right. Heartbeat would reach number 82 on the Billboard Hot 100, but it would reach number 30 in the UK in January of 1959. The lead guitar on that single is by Tommy Allsup, who was also a member of the band on the Winter Dance Party Tour, a song that appeared on Dion's 2000 release, Deja Nu, as a song he said he started writing back on that wintry tour in 1959 where it was bitter cold. And all they could hope for was getting back to the warm hotel. Now perhaps the pronunciation of one of these words depends on where you're from. This is Hug My Radiator, or Radiator, as Dion and some others pronounce it.
Yo, hey everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer. I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Keep listening. Yo.
Yeah, we're down now.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer Flying Service crashed near Mason City, ironically the setting for the prominent musical The Music Man. The pilot, Roger Peterson of Clear Lake, Iowa, was also killed. The three singers had appeared at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa last night and were on their way to Fargo, North Dakota. Their small chartered plane crashed in a lonely farmyard about 15 miles northwest of Mason City. Cause of the crash was due to inclement weather conditions. Details upcoming from Action Central News.
Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, my tears keep a falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
It's your source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Buddy Holly from what is known as his apartment tapes, demos that he recorded at his apartment that he and his wife Maria had in New York. This was from December 14th, 1958. Before that, Richie Valens and his smash hit La Bamba. We've been talking about the 60th anniversary of the plane crash that took the lives of Buddy, Richie, and the Big Bopper on February the 3rd, 1959. Buddy had grown tired of the severe cold traveling conditions, just wanted to get to Moorhead, Minnesota via Fargo, North Dakota after their show in Clear Lake, Iowa on February the 2nd. The plan was to fly to Fargo, get some rest and do some laundry, and have the bus pick them up after the 325-mile bus drive from Clear Lake, Iowa. Their small plane took off from the Mason City Municipal Airport around 12:55 a.m. the early morning of February the 3rd and crashed shortly after. The wreckage and the bodies were found later that morning. The tour continued with Waylon Jennings singing Buddy's parts and Bobby V joining the tour as well. Don McLean famously called it "The Day the Music Died" in his American Pie song. Of course, we heard Dion earlier say that it was the day the music was born because their influence spawned a new generation of rockers. Let's hear another Richie Valens tune. It's Boney Maroney on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
She's not baby. my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see all that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see all that you shadows are falling. You can hear my heart a-calling. Little bit of love will make everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy.
The world will see all that you were meant for me.
His album Heroes, Giants of Early Guitar Rock, that's Dion covering his friend Buddy Holly in the tune Oh Boy. Now, the Buddy Holly story movie starring Gary Busey in 1978 has long been a controversial topic. Details in the movie were wrong in many cases, including the names of the crickets, although Gary Busey did all of the vocals and guitar playing in the movie, and even nominated for an Oscar for this performance. On a personal level, the impact this movie had on me was huge. I became a lifelong fan of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Big Bopper, Dion, and Waylon Jennings. Now, Sonny Curtis, who played with Buddy Holly early on and as a member of the Crickets off and on, after Buddy's passing, wrote a song in response to the movie that he included on his 1980 album Love Is All Around. This is Sonny Curtis and the real Buddy Holly story.
I just came down to see the Buddy Holly story. I guess it don't matter none, but they told it wrong. So I'm gonna try to tell you what really happened. But it's gonna be tough to tell a story that long and song. So I'll just try to relate a few of the high spots. There's so many low spots, I know you don't have the time. Remember they had a whole movie to tell their story. But all I got is a song and my story's got to rhyme. So here we go. We had a good country band and I played the fiddle. And Buddy played the guitar and he used to play the banjo song. We harmonized like Bill Monroe and the bluegrass boys. Bob wore my hat and played the flat top with his thumb. We played them joints and had a lot of fun with the women. We squigged on bootleg beer and played licks in the sun. We got her picture in the paper with her eyes covered up. They said our music made the kids do sinful stuff. We were crazy back then, but we sure had lots of fun. But then Elvis came along and old Bud just loved him. But I couldn't tell where rock and roll was coming from.
Scotty. Joe B played the bass and J.I. played the drum. But I grew up and had to go out and make a living. I picked a Slim Whitman tour and I wound up on the road. And them good old boys began to make some noise around Texas. And they got hot as a pistol, picking that rock and roll. But that'll be the day came much too soon for Buddy. He was a good old boy and he had a good Christian soul. He never knocked nobody down in his life. He loved us all and he treated us right. And you know the levee ain't dry, and the music didn't die. 'Cause Buddy Holly lives every time we play rock and roll.
Oh, hell, a little.
Buddy Holly and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from the 2018 True Love Ways project. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.